What does the Bible say about Sabbath observance? Very straightforward. Exodus 20, reading from verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. This goes all the way back to the requirement that they be kept by human beings. Goes all the way back to Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. So it was introduced to Adam and Eve. It was not introduced to the universe then, it was introduced to Adam and Eve, because the commandments in principle have always existed. God requires that we keep his Sabbath. And according to Isaiah 66, verse 23, from one Sabbath to another, one new moon to another, shall all the redeemed come to worship God. The Sabbath will be kept even in the new world. The Sabbath is required of us to be observed, because that is what God wants us to do. And to ignore the Sabbath is to disregard God and to disgrace his role as creator. The Sabbath is at the basis of worship, because the fundamental reason why we worship God is because he's the creator. He was creator long before he was savior. If Adam had never sinned, there would have been no need for savior. But there would always been a creator. After sin is removed, the world is made perfect, there's no more need for savior. There will always be a need for creator. So the Sabbath is at the foundation of worship. We worship God because he's the creator, and the Sabbath is the constant reminder of that. To disregard the Sabbath is to insult God's role as creator and savior, by the way.